As you walk into the science classrooms, imagine shrinking down to the size of a tiny air particle. In the vent hoods, located in the walls of the science classrooms, you, along with the harmful gases released when the students do experiments, are sucked in, tumbled about, and forced out of the school.
Luckily, these vent hoods are more advanced in design than the former vent hoods. They use less room air so that the ventilation system won't have to replace as much, and that saves energy.
Like the new vent hoods, the new air conditioning system also conserves energy. If you look up, you will notice a long rectangular beam with vents in it. This is a newly installed chill beam.
First, air is brought into the school, filtered twice, and sent to the central air unit. There it is either cooled or heated, depending on the season, to between 55 and 62 degrees Fahrenheit, and sent out to all the rooms. Sensors measure the carbon dioxide levels in each room and regulate how much fresh air should be brought in, so energy is not wasted on empty rooms.
If the air needs to be cooled, it is forced into the chill beams in the classroom. It goes through a cooling coil, located inside the chill beams, that is filled with cold water. The air cools as it passes through the coil. It is then forced into the room.
Special nozzles in the chill beam also pull in room air to cool it directly. The nozzle system works without using as much energy or creating as much noise as a fan. But suppose you wanted to heat the room instead. Well, in that case, the air passes through a heating coil and warms up the room. The room is also heated by baseboard radiation, which is provided by hot water running in pipes at floor level.
Either way, the air is being cooled or heated only as much as each classroom needs, saving energy.